Now it's time to say morning to Peter Allam, our legal eagle on duty. Peter, very good morning on this Monday morning, this celebratingly swinging Monday morning.
Absolutely. Great Monday morning. All us South Africans woke up very happy. And yes, like you said, the news headlines there, apparently Cyril could only get a spot at 8 o'clock tonight to address us. So I heard he's going to declare a public holiday from 8 until 12. So it is a public holiday later today.
We can carry on celebrating, but unfortunately, you know, we've just got to look at the realities as well. And looking at our legal eagle slot today.
Yes, let's go straight on to that. We're talking about property as an investment. I'm a great believer that it's one of the best ways of investing your money. I have no doubt that property is a great investment. I mean, if you just look at it, if somebody buys a house and keeps it for a period of time, unless they haven't maintained and haven't kept tenants, they should never, ever sell at a loss. And you've got that monthly income that comes in. Your interest is basically, depending on how you bought it, of course, the income is based on the monthly rental that you receive. So if you get a nice house at a bargain and you've got a great tenant that looks after your place, you've got an asset and you've got a monthly income from it, which can supplement your monthly income or your pension if you're an elderly person. So in my opinion, property as an investment is always a great idea.
Right.
But what do you have to look for? That's the instance question that everybody asks. What I'm saying there is that there are a whole lot of things. Don't just go and buy. Make sure that you, shall I say, it's almost like a map out your investment goals. When you plan to buy, have a look, speak to people, you know, and see what you and can find on the market so that you do your homework and make the correct choice. Mm-hmm. You know, you can buy commercial or you can buy household, all that type of thing. Are you alone in your investment or are you going to go into industrial investments or, you know, with other people involved? You need to make sure that you sit and discuss that and map it out correctly. So the first choice you've got to make is, what type of property am I going to buy? Am I going to buy a little townhouse, rent it, get a monthly income, have minimum maintenance on it? Or am I going to find a couple of friends, get into an investment with them, buy a building, you know, position where it's going to be rented easily, not somewhere where you buy and then it becomes a little dead horse because nobody wants to work in that area. So your location is very important as well. So we go from mapping out to location. And you've got to be careful there. You know, don't just buy because it's low and think you're going to convert it, do it up and get it done. I mean, how many people don't buy on a for sale or something, do it up and find that they're in an area where there's no market for that? You can't have one pretty looking house in an area where everything else is not good and where crime is possibly a mainstay in the area and that type of thing. So have a look where you are and don't make your own decision. You know, the agents out there, you can go through an agent and discuss with an agent. You can go to your attorney and discuss with him, tell him what you found, where you found it. You know, you can get evaluated to have a look. He'll evaluate the property and tell you, you know, whether or not it's a good buy. They're able to say that because they look at the sales around and in the area and what is necessary there. So choose wisely when you find the property. And then also from a finance point of view, make sure that you're doing the correct thing. You know, you can buy, put a deposit down, take a bond if you qualify, but make sure that you're going to cover that bond correctly, cover the maintenance with it, cover the rates and taxes and all that. You know, it's not just a case of buy, my bond is 10 rand a month, I'm getting 12 rand, I can pay that, and I've got two. You've got all the hidden expenses, you know, that comes with it, insurance, rates, taxes, and the like. And of course, what you've also got to consider is SARS, You know, they going to come along maybe with capital gains tax. You're going to maybe have to disclose it as an income. There, you're going to choose your accountant to tell you what the correct position is there. So professional advice means going through an attorney, going through an accountant, going through the property professionals to tell you what the area is like and that type of thing. So manage it correctly. Manage the risks. You know, going forward, make sure that your budget is good enough to cover, to repaint every so often, to in case you get a leak on the roof and that type of thing, cover your insurance, cover your rates. It's a big decision that you're making. So it might pay for itself, but it might also cost you in the beginning until such time as you've got it up and running correctly. So like I say, don't forget the tax implications. Don't forget to consult with an accountant in that regard. So if we go back and summarize, we find then that you've got to do the following. You've got to see what do you want to achieve. Make sure that what you want to achieve, you are getting. Two, you need to do your research. Make sure that your research is there and that it's sorted. Next one is your property management. Make sure that your property management is correct. Are you going to do it yourself? Are you going to go through an agent? You know, those are all important aspects to consider. And of course it brings you back to what is your preferred investment. Is it the property that's going to be long term, that will eventually give you a nice income that's going to pay off, or is it better for you to invest it into a savings account or something like that? So you need to make sure that you've got the correct investment with the property. And of course, you know, like I say, like you mentioned when we just opened up our chat today, our Christmas buy. Like I always say, you know, don't look and like and then buy and regret later. That is so important. Don't rush into it because you like something and just buy. When you go on holiday in December and you're in a nice area, you come down to the East Coast and you see a holiday home and it's got all the pubs and the butchers and the shops and game park and everything. Don't just let instinct buy.
Yeah.
And then you find, oh, gee, Joburg is 12 hours drive. You know, I can't come every week or every second week. I can't fly my family down. It's too expensive. I've got to rent a car. So don't just buy on instinct. Make sure that you take the emotion out of the purchase and look at it properly. There's no harm in buying Christmas buys, as I call them, but then make sure you're going to be able to rent the property. You know, I've had one or two people that said, oh, I'm going to buy it because then we've got a secure place to come for Christmas or Easter every year. And during the year, we can just rent it out. It's not as easy as that. Yes, you can get by with rentals, but, you know, sometimes you battle to get rentals. And it also depends on what price you're wanting.
Right.
So make sure that your budget is right. Yeah. Sorry, mate.
No. And sort of just on that vein, be it planning to rent it out or if you've got other long-term plans, would I be correct in saying that you would kind of go into this whole process as if you were starting up a business, you know, with a business plan, like you mentioned, you know, do all your research and check everything out before you actually jump in, because you should treat it as any other business, whether you opening a corner shop or whether you dabbling in property, at the end of the day, it's a business. And maybe the mistake people make is that they use the term like I just did, let's dabble in property, but you actually can't dabble because there's a lot at stake.
Absolutely. You need to, well, what you've just said is 100% correct. It's a business plan when you buy like that. It's like starting up a business and you've got to understand the risks. You know, you might not be able to reach the rental income that you anticipate. You could be paying expensive repairs and monthly levies to an estate and things like that because you haven't got an income. Your property taxes could increase. You know, like I say, the levies, once-off levies, maybe to paint, to upgrade, and that could come and bite you. And, of course, the local market you know, economy can change as well. You can be in an area where it's thriving and the next minute something happens there. And then the area is just not well liked anymore and doesn't continue. And of course, the other bad egg is that you could have a tenant who lives there, doesn't pay you. You've then got to use the courts to evict them. So you've got eviction costs. You could have repair costs because they've damaged your place and haven't looked after it correctly. And I mean, you know, if you just look at an eviction these days with the courts, there's so many little corners you've got to go around before you get the person out.
Yes.
So I mean, an eviction can cost you anything from probably a minimum of 5,000 to 20,000-25,000 rand to get a tenant out.
Yeah.
You know, so you need to make sure that you scrutinize your tenant correctly, check where they come from. You know, sometimes the best tenants are there, they go for 6-7 months, they lose their job and they're in dire straits. They got nowhere to go, so they don't just move out and that type of thing. So like you said, yes, very much so. It's like starting your own business when you invest in property and make sure you've got everything correct. Be hands-on.
Yeah.
You know, how often don't I hear that they give the property to agents to maintain, and then the agent doesn't report back that the tenant's gone or that the tenant has damaged the house because they tried to correct it themselves. And when you look again, you've got a mess, you've got no monthly income, you've got a house that's in a shocking state and that type of thing. So exactly what you said is correct. You need to consider when buying your investment of property and the pros and cons of it.
And, you know, looking, just also looking at that, obviously working through an agent is the best, but hands-on also being an approach there, maybe hands-on in collaboration with the agent, you know, so that you've got somebody looking after your interests, but you just keep an eye on the overall picture.
Correct. You've got to make sure you do that. Like they say, don't bite off more than you can chew when it comes to a property investment. Make sure that you've done a proper study of the area, of the income, of the expenses, and that type of thing. And really, like we said, don't just come in there. The area is nice and you just buy on instinct. It's not the right thing. And back to what I said earlier, make sure that you know what you're buying is good. A lot of people buy vacant property, which I never understand. Unless they've got the funds to build something on it, it doesn't make sense to buy land. Although some people buy land, put it away for 10 years and think they've got a huge investment if they sell it, if the area remains, or if it's perhaps a farm that's turning into industrial and that type of thing. But be careful. Make sure that you know exactly what can be done. It's also not as simple as, you know, a lot of people have come to me and said, oh, we're going to buy a farm.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? No, we're going to subdivide the farm up and we're going to put sheds on there. And we've got people that want to store their goods and do this. It's not as easy as that. Agriculture doesn't allow that.
Yeah.
It's an application that takes time. You've got to convince them that you can convert from agriculture to industrial and that type of thing. So that's why I say make sure you see an attorney, make sure you see an accountant, make sure you go through perhaps somebody who's in the property field that can tell you what to do and in the area that you're wanting to buy. So, yeah, you've got, I mean, all your different options are vacant land, like I said, farms and that. You've got, you know, buying to reside or to let. You've got to decide on that as well. Commercial property, when to buy commercial property. Partial investment or full ownership, two different things as well. So, yeah, those are just a few things with property. Very good, but needs serious attention.
You need to do your homework. And, Peter, if I can just pop back to one of the points there where you mentioned about farmland, for instance, and I'm asking in a very general way because obviously there are specific cases which have their own ins and outs. But farmland, you as you said, you've got to be careful what you intend using it for, because land that's zoned, for instance, for agriculture, it gets very difficult to subdivide. And then also you've got to change its usage. So you've got a lot of processes which you've got to go through before you can actually maybe do what you were intending to do with the land.
Absolutely. You know, to convert from farm to industrial or to housing is really not an easy thing. It takes time. There are a lot of studies, impact studies that are done, the different departments that it goes through, and that type of thing. And also, it's not just as simple as buying a farm and getting a loan from an ordinary bank. You know, sometimes you've got to go through the Land Agricultural Bank and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, if it's been farmed and it's arable land, they're not going to allow you just to convert it neither. You know, don't think because our wild coast has expanded, we've got all those farms along the highway, that we can just change them into businesses or petrol stations or hotels. You know, it might be the ideal spot.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times haven't I had somebody come to me and said, oh, I own land on both sides of the N2 to Mtata, and I want to put a service station like I see in the Free State, one on this side of the road and one on that side of the road. Not easy.
Yeah.
Not easy. It's a hell of a thing, and you'd be lucky. You know, you can't, don't buy just to do that.
Yeah.
Because you've
got
to make sure there are other service stations within a certain distance, that the Petroleum Act will allow you to do it, that your on-off ramp at the highway is correct, all sorts of things.
It's, it's quite a process. Really,
quite a process, absolutely.
And, you know, that's you need to, as you said right in the beginning, in fact, you know, do your homework. And I'm sure that somebody who's spending that amount of money would be doing the homework. But sometimes I'm guessing you might have a couple of million burning a hole in your pocket, and on the spur of the moment, you do something without actually doing that planning.
Correct. You've got to be so careful of that.
Yeah.
You know, like I say, it takes a proper decision to be made when you're going to do something like that. You must do your homework. You've got to make sure that what you're buying is the correct thing. Right area, right place, right time, correct usage. The list is just on and on going of what is necessary.
Right.
So be careful.
Talking about that list, that's where attorneys come into the picture. Attorneys, estate agents, like, and attorneys like yourself, and you know, consult with the professionals.
Correct. Exactly what you're saying over there. Don't just go and buy. You know, property buyers, the danger of not doing your financial homework, of not checking what the title deed says and things like that. You've got to be careful with, you know, make sure that what you buy, you've got, you know, people come along and they say, oh, there's a house for $1 million. Okay, so I've been approved a bond of 800. I've got 200. Don't forget that there's still the revenue that has to be paid. There's still the transfer costs that have to be paid. You're still going to do one or two repairs to the home once you bought it.
Yes.
You know, there might be some damages. You need to have a look and see the condition of the house and make sure that, you know, what you're buying is what you want, that you've got sufficient enough funds for all that. So like you said, make sure before you buy that you've done your financial homework and that there's no danger of finding out something once you've bought. I mean, you know, very important that people have a proper look at the disclosure form that comes with every sale. These days, you've got to disclose what problems there are with the house. So don't just think, I sold it footstoots, that's the end of it.
Yeah.
It's not. You've got a whole lot of obligations in that regard to take into account as well.
And Peter, just in wrapping, of course, if somebody is in this process and they're needing professional assistance in the form of an attorney like yourself, how do they get in touch with Alums?
Yes, I can like us on Facebook. Just add a S to our surname, A-L-L-A-M for Mary, S for Sugar. Alums, like us, and you'll be able to go in, see where we are, find all our details, phone through to the office to make an appointment if you want to. Alternatively, they can get us on telephone number 043-7211-018. And as mentioned, they'll find us as well on your system and on our system. If they go in and have a look on Facebook.
Right. And we'll be popping this podcast up on our website and on the relevant Facebook pages later today. Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a great week and looking forward to chatting again.
Thank you, Wayne. Same to all our listeners out there.
Thanks, Peter. Cheerio then. That's Peter Allam with today's Legal Eagle chat. And of course, the chat will be on our website and the Facebook channels later today.